A footy review for Autostrada Havel. 29-point win to the Crows over the Eagles. Let's head straight to the Adelaide Rooms, and Jake has a special guest with him.
I do. I've got Source Jacobs with me. Sam, the song says we'll give our best coast to coast. You've done that tonight. A very important 4 points for you guys.
Yeah, I think it's always a great reflection. How the team sings a song is how much it means to them. And, you know, that one certainly meant a lot. They're a quality team, the Eagles, and it's great to come over here and get a win.
The talk coming into the match was your scoring prowess, but it was your defence in the last quarter kept the Eagles scoreless. What do you put that down to?
Yeah, I reckon we just started getting what we wanted. We started winning the contest. We started playing the ball in our half. And, you know, at Subiaco, it's obviously a bit longer, so the deeper you can get it in your forward line, the more chance you are of locking it in there. So it's a long way from one forward line to the other, and I think we're able to lock it in as for most of the night.
Before I throw it upstairs, you copped a knock on the knee. How is the knee?
It's fine, mate. Nick Nat jumps that hard. He just got me a little jarring, but pulled up pretty well after I walked it off.
Throw it upstairs to Carl Langdon, Peter Bell and Mark Reddings.
Source, congratulations on the win. It was a terrific victory. What was the message when West Coast skipped away sort of to that four-goal lead? What was the message at halftime? Because after halftime, you guys really took the match by the scruff of the neck.
Yeah, we just had to get pressure on the ball. You saw they were going from coast to coast way too easily. They were able to, you know, Pritis and Shuey were sort of controlling the contest, and then they were linking up and being able to get their, you know, their forwards are obviously really dangerous, and, you know, they're able to hit the scoreboard. And even at times in the second quarter, we felt we had control of the game, but, you know, they were still able to kick four goals, you know, against the Tide.
West Coast haven't been beaten here at Domain by an interstate team for a long, long time. Look, we get carried away in the media, but I think this can really set up your season. I've called it a season-defining victory.
Yeah, look, mate, it's just the focus. You know, we've obviously got Pike. He's a very driven coach, and he's been absolutely fantastic for us as a group and not letting us look too far ahead. We go to the break 8-4. We've played some quality teams, but the realistic thing is when we come back in 12 days' time, we've got North Melbourne. So yeah. The word's got around that apparently they lost to Geelong tonight, so they'll be red hot, you know, then.
Did the knowledge of Don Pike, the knowledge of David Teague as well, would you say that contributed, intimate knowledge of West Coast?
Yeah, I've been a part of that. I obviously come from Carlton, Adelaide, but I think, you know, scouts are that good these days. They know how opposition plays, but I think the one thing where you can get an advantage is knowing the players a bit more. You know, obviously through the midfield, Don's spent a lot of time with these guys, and I'm sure that played a little part tonight.
Sam, we only get to see him very rarely when he comes to Perth, but you get a front row seat watching the Eddie Show every week. I mean, give us an idea of what he's like around the club.
He's absolutely fantastic, mate. What you see is what you get with Eddie. The way he plays his footy is the way he is as a character. He's, you know, it's a life of the team, I guess, life of the locker room. And, you know, he's been absolutely fantastic since coming across. And, you know, the boys just love playing with him, and our supporters love watching him every week. So we're very lucky to have him.
Sam, I've said this a few times throughout the coverage tonight. Josh Jenkins sits third on the goal-kicking table with 37. Eddie in fifth place with 33. And Taylor Walker in seventh place with 29 goals. You're throwing Tommy Lynch and another little exciting player in Charlie Cameron. It's not a bad forward line, mate. It's nice to get the ball in there.
We've got another West Australian, Mitch McGovern, as well, that's he's come along very nicely. So, no, it is exciting, but I reckon as a midfield, sometimes it's a challenge. You don't just want to keep dumping it in there. You know, we still got to make sure we give them quality use through there. And you're right, mate, as soon as we can win around the contest and we can get some ball in there, they're going to be dangerous.
Do you feel like the bye's come at a good time for you guys? A win like this, and I know that you've got some sore players, every team does, but a couple of weeks before you take on the Kangaroos, which will be a big game, what do you think about the timing of the bye for you guys?
Yeah, I reckon it's always a tricky one. I reckon it shows the maturity of your group. You know, I'm pretty confident that, you know, we've got 12 days before we play the Kangaroos, and then we've got another 11 days before we play Melbourne, so... You know, we'll have a little mental fresher and physical fresher now for the first 4 days this week. And then as soon as we come back Friday, we'll be looking forward to the Kangaroos. So, you know, this game doesn't stop for anyone. And I reckon if we take our eyes off, you know, what's coming up, you know, we'll catch up with us pretty quickly.
Will the coach allow maybe just a couple of convivials this evening to celebrate a big win?
I'd like to think so, mate. He's he's very team orientated, so I'm sure if we do, we'll be doing it together. So it's just great getting away. And you know, this is where you have a real culture win, is when you come away and have a big win like this on the road.
Just remind him for me, Carl here, yeah. Just remind him for me, just say that, look, remember Mick when we used to fly east together, and he used to dangle the carrot and say, boys, if you win on the road, then you can have a couple of quiet ones. We weren't allowed to have one if we didn't win, Sammy.
You didn't lose too many, though, during that era, did you? That's what Pikey
Well, that's what
anyway.
I mean. That's what I'm saying, mate. The little carrot, it works.
Any more dirt on Pikey, mate? Happy to field it down.
All right. Good on you, Sam. Congratulations. It's a big win for the club. Enjoy the break, and thanks for joining us on 6PR. Footy.
Appreciate it, boys. Thanks for having me.